folks will hear this back in Toronto and be very pleased for you. I know this is a long process and it's a game-by-game thing for you, but you guys as a team have to be real pleased with what you accomplished after being down 2-0.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously winning 2 games at home. We tied the series and everything's wide open. You know, we never know what's going to happen. Now we just have to keep focusing on our game. Nothing. We don't want to get distracted. Focusing like we did the last couple of games and, keep playing the same simple hockey game and see what happens.
I know athletes often say they don't hear the crowd and anything. You're sitting on the bench 7.5 minutes left and you hear Nathan's name being chanted by 20,000 people. There's not too many special moments like that in sports when you're playing in it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, the fans are behind us throughout the whole playoffs, the whole season. And, you know, it's like a seventh player out there. And especially after Nathan being hurt the last game. So it's nice to see. And he's a special guy for us. You know, he's one of the key guys in here. And, you know, he knows he would like to play. You know, he's a hard player and a tough guy. So, you know, we just have to pull together for him. And hopefully we can accomplish what we want to do here.
Get here and you find out about this tradition of the jacket, and he gets it, and you see him come in the room tonight and present it to Rich Peverly. Pretty special.
It's huge, you know. We wanted to keep him, you know, with him, and he came down and said, "I want to give it up." One of the players, like we did, always those games, right? So it's nice to see. You know, he's in the game, and you know, you can feel he would like to play, but obviously, it's not possible right now, and hopefully he'll be feeling better as soon as possible.
It's been everything you thought it would be this run. It's been 9 extra weeks of hockey than you've played in the last few years, unfortunately.
It's been tough last few years. You know, that's what you play for, and you know, you wanna reach to this point and play for the trophy like every year those teams playing. And you know, it's nice to be here, and you know, it's not over. It's 2-2, and you know, just have to focus on that. You just have to leave everything on the outside behind you and just focus on the hockey game on the first shift and game 5.
You've played against Hank and Daniel a lot of years and a lot internationally as well. What's been the key the last couple of games, maybe 2 or 3 games, in shutting them down and frustrating them, whereas your big guys were frustrated in the first 2 games?
I think Z and Sy have been doing a great job against them. You just can give them a lot of room. You know, they're smart hockey players. They can feed off each other. And you know, Z and Seitz are big guys, strong guys, and they don't give them much room. And especially on the PK, that was a key success for us so far. You know, they've been playing well against the teams before. The PP was, I don't know how many percent, and now we're trying to keep it down, and hopefully we can keep it the same way.
You were a very popular athlete in Toronto for over a decade. You must be hearing from people, I don't mean ex-players, wishing you well along the way, as with every game, with every series win.
Yeah, it's nice to hear before the games and after games from my teammates this year and the last few years anyways. And you know, it's nice to keep in touch with those guys. You know, it doesn't mean you get traded or they get traded. It doesn't mean you have to you're not gonna hear from them or anything like that. So it's nice to, you know, keep in touch with the friends, and hopefully it's gonna be like that in the next few years.
Thanks for taking the time to do this. Appreciate it.
Thank you.